This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Well, let's see where we stand. Shall we late of a pandemic July with the general mood of this economy? Corporate profits last week and this, as we told you, coming in quite nicely, thanks. Housing starts, we learned today, up more than expected in June. Nice relief there for a very tight market. Speaking of markets, well, that whole yesterday thing might as well never have happened for what today's session brought. See, also, that thing I always say. Oh, hey, also, the recession's over. Been over for a while, actually. The people who get to decide this stuff, the Business Cycle Dating Committee of the National Bureau of Economic Research, say the bottom of the business cycle, that is the end of the recession, happened in April of last year. It lasted just 2 months, easily the shortest on record, but it sure hasn't felt that way for a whole lot of Americans. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Ask Mike Schwitter if the recession feels over to him.
No.
He's an actor in New York, on tour with Les Miserables before the pandemic.
Broadway, off-Broadway, none of that really has come back 100% yet.
But Schwitter is not the National Board of Economic Research, which defines recessions differently. Matthew Luzzetti is chief U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank.
The typical way that we think about a recession is looking at the movement from the peak in economic activity before it down to the trough, meaning the low point in terms of economic activity.
The end of a recession is not when things are good, but when they're actually at rock bottom and turning around. For this recession, that was in April, and it was pretty low. Constance Hunter is chief economist at KPMG.
This is the deepest recession since World War II.
Last year, unemployment went from 3.5% to 14.8% in 2 months. It's now lower, but still high, 5.9%.
We're in the recovery phase. That doesn't mean we have recovered.
But that recovery has been incredibly quick, and so was the recession itself. Compared to the Great Recession, which lasted 18 months and whose recovery took nearly 10 years, this recession lasted just 2 months. Jason Furman teaches economics at Harvard.
That's faster than most recoveries are, in part because of the vaccines and the huge fiscal policy response.
The economy, measured in GDP, will be as if there never was a pandemic at all by the end of this year, according to Deutsche Bank's Luzzetti. In terms of employment, KPMG's Hunter says will be fully recovered by the middle of 2022. Oh, and Mike Schwitter, the actor, he's in real estate until theaters reopen. He says business is booming. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.